Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Well, good evening and welcome to, that's right, the final cast. And you know what? I'm excited because this show has been turned over to me and we're going to take it and we're going to knock it out of the park. We're going to bring to you gear, individuals, not just individuals in the fishing industry, but we're also talking about individuals that could be talking about anything that deals with like pro stats, promotionals, anything in the industry that could be used. We're going to showcase those here. And then at the same time, we're going to have random topic nights, just like tonight, where we're going to be talking about pro staffs and burning bridges. And tonight's show is one that has come through a lot of practice over the last 10 years and a lot of just like making some mistakes sometimes and doing it. And it's just going to be a show about information for you. So I'm going to bring in my co-host tonight, and that is Mr. Gene. How you doing, sir?
Better now that I got the mute off on my microphone.
Always got to be one person that does it.
Right. I'm good, brother. Thank you so much for inviting me on here. It's fun to grind down into the business sometimes and talk shop about the, you know, the behind the scenes stuff. Good
right.
times.
And you know what, like one of the things is in our industry, we're all about presenting information, and there's tons of individuals that are going to talk about this exact same thing. You can go in YouTube right now and type in fishing pro staff, and you're going to have 30, 40 people just talking about their experiences and things like that. And one of the things that we were wanting to do is just basically tell you guys a little bit about our opinions. So here is our disclaimer and our warning. All right. These are going to be our opinions. And so for those haters out there that are going to smack down and kind of destroy us over a week throughout this, these are just our opinions, okay? From trial and error, from different things that we both have experienced throughout our time in the industry, and just kind of things we're kind of dealing with and working with. One of the biggest things as you start to transition in the fishing industry, roles change over the years. Like you start to move, you start to make transitions, and you start to do different things. And Gene's got a perspective coming from that side. And I'm coming from a perspective of starting out straight at the bottom, working your way all the way to the top, having shows and doing things and working with other companies. So, Gene, tell everybody what your version of a pro staff is. Just give us the Gene's definition of a pro staffer.
Pro staff. So the term, it's a shortened version. And really what it stands for, I believe, in its conception was promotional staff. This is a staff of individuals that has a sole purpose of promoting a product, service, or company. I always tried to basically utilize the other side of this that incorporated the professional staff in there as well, the word professional, not in that to say you are a professional, but that you should conduct yourself accordingly, you know, as a professional in this industry, and understand that you're the face, man. Your actions, you getting upset, giving the Dale Earnhardt turn signal on the highway. If you've got someone's logo on your pickup, dude, you're speaking for them every time you cut somebody off, you know? So
right.
It comes with a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, no, you said it right there. It's a promotional staff. And the term pro staff does get a bit misleading as you start to work your way in the industry, because, you know, sometimes those lines turn into gray areas. Like you said, a professional staffer, and then a promotional staffer, a pro staffer, and then a sponsored fisherman. That's a sponsored angler is completely different.
Yep.
So, you know, those lines do start to blur, but what you're getting as a pro staffer is you're getting gear. You're getting a percentage off of your purchases. And with that, with an agreement with the company that you're going to share their brand. And that's what it comes down to. As long as you share their brand and you agree to do what you say you're going to do, the other things come in play. Sometimes it takes a little while to get free stuff from a company. Sometimes you got to like prove your worth a little bit, kind of get your foot in the door type of thing. And it can be difficult at times, but it's difficult at times for a reason. It's because everybody has kind of gone through the headache phase of figuring out what they want to do in this industry. And when you first get into the industry, it's not the easiest of all trails. So Gene, tell us a little bit about your journey, kind of getting where you're at right now.
So for the most interesting parts of my life, I was in the IT industry for over 20 years, 20 plus years. I was an IT nerd, oddball in the IT world, just because I also had a love for the outdoors, which normally didn't go hand in hand.
Not one bit.
The outdoors was my escape. The outdoors fishing, that was home, right? I spent the majority of the time there. When competitive angling came about, when I started getting involved in that, I quickly realized, because of my background, I started breaking things down and looking at them as a business. I'm not a gambler. Okay. I literally don't buy scratch tickets because I find them a waste of time.
Yeah.
I don't go to casinos. It's just not my thing. And when people, you know, they look at me and they think what we do is gambling in there, and no, it's a business venture to me. And if you're counting cost, you probably shouldn't do it, man. It's okay to mind your cost, but if cost is the deciding factor, yay or nay, then the answer is nay, because it's going to be more expensive, you know, than what it is. So for me, my journey started with looking at those things. My background, like I said, is IT. I have a bachelor's degree in IT management, and I have a master's in business administration with a marketing flair, if you will. Emphasis, I guess, is what they call it. And so everything, I started looking at that, and I realized the expense. So I started thinking, there's got to be a cheaper way to do this. Because as time went on, my gear needs started going up, and I realized, man, at one time I was like, I will never need more than 3 rods and reels. That's all I need. You know, fast forward about 10 years, and I had 34, 35 rods and reels in the deck of my, you know, in my rod locker in my boat. So when I was buying reels, it was 10, 15, 20 at a time.
Right.
And so you better believe a discount sounded pretty nice to me because, you know, if I could buy a $150 reel, if I could get that for $70 a piece, man, talk about a difference in price tag.
That was a good day for you then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it's exciting when you get on them, when you get to be on the stage where you get to actually get a little bit of a benefit from it.
Yeah.
And, but there's one of the things Gene said is you got to put some work in here. You got to totally. Do the work. You got to continue to do the work and you got to prove you're doing the work. So is it the first year that you're getting those $75 reels? Probably not. It's probably your second or third year down the line that you're really going to be getting some benefits from.
You know, and it, not to go down too far of a tangent, but it started to pick up. I started noticing different organizations out there, the way they conducted business. There were a couple, which, you know, we already put a disclaimer out there, but I'm going to remain and just leave them nameless. But there's a couple rod and reel manufacturers out there that literally, you know, had like a pro staff of like 1500 people.
Right.
And I'm looking at that, you know, when you said, is it going to be easy? No, it isn't going to be easy to get up there, and it shouldn't be. If it's easy, there's a reason why, you know?
Right.
And I started, thankfully I was a little bit older and a little bit more aged at the time when I started coming into the pro staff game. So I wasn't so quick to just want to grab a banner and go running into the, you know, into the fray going, ooh, look, you know, hey, this company's great. I don't even know them.
I have a banner.
I got a sticker in my window, so I'm good to go.
Right.
You know, I wasn't so quick to jump into that side of it. But, you know, for those that are, hey, man, you do you. I don't think any otherwise of get your support however you can get it. But also remember, it's a two-way street, and yeah, you have to, like you said, Randy, I looked at the number of pro staff deals that I was trying to hook up, and I looked at, okay, if I need to do 4 posts a month for this company and then 4 posts, how does that work? You know, some of these days, and I got to maintain my normal job.
Oh, wait, and you have a life?
Right?
No. You mean you don't live on social media? Come on.
Exactly, man. So yeah, it started to show up pretty quick. I moved it kind of a fast track in that I was with, you know, several organizations. And then my second year, I realized I'm trimming this back. I don't need this many. I'm not going to be Kevin Van Dam. You know, when I swallowed that pill that it wasn't going to happen.
and I mean, you're not going to be the NASCAR driver with all the logos all around. Right. You, right? Yeah.
Right. And, you know, that was the other thing, being an older guy. The way I looked at it was, if you're going to be on my jersey, if you're going to be on my pickup, you're going to pay for it. I'm not paying to put you on there. Look, I'll do my part of the job, but you got to do your part of the job. And funny enough, in that first like 5 years, no one was willing to pay me to put their name on my jersey or my truck.
No way. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you believe it?
Come on.
So yeah, man.
I've never heard a story like that ever.
So yeah, it was you know, it was a journey of understanding throughput, ins and outs, remaining professional, remaining focused with each other. And I'll be honest with you, man, you know, the topic burning bridges, that goes both ways. Organizations and business owners out there, you have a responsibility also on how you conduct business, because you never know when those anglers that you crapped on get a podcast show and a platform of their own that reaches a couple thousand people.
Not coming from here. Not going to say any companies. Nope. Remember, these are all of our own opinions. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
But he, you know, Gene's correct though. Like it does go two ways, burning bridges. You have to start out in the industry. You have to start out as a promotional staffer, unless you are the next Van Damme, and then you deserve everything you got. Like, you deserve everything you get, trust me. And you are up and coming into the kayak industry and you're working your way through it. Congratulations. But most everybody who starts out in this industry is starting out as a promotional staffer in a with a company somewhere down the line. Yeah. And there is nothing wrong with that. Am I saying pro staffer is the worst position you could possibly have? I am not. No. Okay. It's exactly how you get started in the industry. You got to start somewhere. find a company and stick with them. Now, don't do what everybody does and do the pro staff hop and jump from one company to another company to another company to another company within like weeks, days, even hours sometimes. That's like the worst thing you can do. But find a company, stick with it, and be their pro staffer. Like, be the best at that one, with that one company that you got. And as you start to develop your relationship throughout the years, then things will start to go. But burning bridges, and this goes for every aspect of your life, okay? Burning bridges, do not do it.
Ever.
Ever. It is detrimental to the industry, it's detrimental to the companies, and it's very detrimental to yourself. Because once you start to tarnish that, your name and your representation in the industry, everything else starts to go by the wayside real fast, and you get left behind. Burning bridges, whether it is you get on a company and you're like, ah, screw you, I'm going to this company, the grass is greener over here. Don't do it. Like, this is like the biggest thing is just it's awful. It's awful for the company because, one, they may have had somebody that they may have passed up to put you on that team. So that's one. Okay. That's one reason. The other reason is that company saw something in you that they wanted your name attached to their brand. Okay. And that's important. That's the reason why we have brands for shows. We have brands for individual anglers. This is the reason why we have them. And the company sees an importance and an interest in you. And that's very important that you keep that relationship intact.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping, MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
One of the other things is that when you burn bridges, do you think everybody stays quiet about it?
One of the best pieces of advice I was given right from the get-go at one of the first shows that I had a chance to attend, which, by the way, that's a phenomenal way to make connections. It's easy to sit behind your computer screen and fill out the applications left and right, but I'll tell you, they get thousands of those, quite a bit, and not much attention's given to those. But if you go to some of these sporting shows and you get a chance to meet people face to face, shaking hands and actually converse, share some stories and see if there's a good connection there. Maybe you decide you don't want to then, or maybe right. You decide, yeah, this is where I need to be. But at any rate, one of the first best piece of advice I was given from the get-go was the fact that don't let the size of our industry fool you, man. It's a small industry. People talk and everybody knows everybody, at least through somebody else. And in today's world of social media, it's amazing remember the old days when it used to be, what was it, the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon or whatever?
Right.
Right?
And everything goes back to Kevin Bacon.
Somehow it ends up back to him. Now with social media, man, it's, people have a story here, a story there. It is possible. Now, this one's a striking one, that I always try to tell people. It is possible to not like an organization, to not do business with them, and not say it publicly. Not get on social media and have to go blah, 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 blah. Now, if somebody asks you off the record or at the dock, if you're having a chat with another buddy down there, fair enough. Share your opinion. Shoot, no one's telling you how you should think or whatever. if you're, you know, having a beer with buddies or somebody wants to, you know, come up and ask you the question, I'm not saying, you know, BS somebody, but you don't have to do it public. It's kind of like the whole, dude, you want to drink and get drunk, do what you want to do, but you go to a public place and get drunk, you're an idiot. Okay, I'm sorry. My opinion, you're a dumbass.
There you go.
Because public, no, it's no place to do it in public, you know? Mind your P's and Q's, you know, have some pride about yourself. Same thing when it comes to organizations. There's it, like you said, Randy, it damages businesses. And just because you may not have had a great experience doesn't mean everybody has.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, and you're talking about at the end of the day, you're talking about people that run those businesses. Now, every once in a while, we come across a piece of garbage. Okay, I get that. It does. But 90% of the time, I would venture to say it's not that. It's that you guys had a difference of opinion on something and it didn't work out. So be adults about it. Go your separate ways and call it a day.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It you know, even if it's a hard topic to talk about because you want to make sure you stay a little politically correct at the same time without doing too much damage. You know, as you had that conflict, what's the best way? You're reading the messages.
Todd Martin.
We're going to bring them in a minute.
Excellent.
What's the best way for an individual to rebuild that connection?
That's a good question. You know, with the same company or with just back in the industry in general?
Just like you said, our industry is not that small.
Yeah.
So eventually it could be 10, 15 years. Maybe that company comes back around because they're going to have new staff.
You know, in today's cancel culture, that's a good question because it all depends on where it's coming from. But me personally, if I'm in charge of something here and I'm looking, if someone takes ownership and says, you know what? I had a difference of opinion with somebody in the past. Don't need to name names. That's not the important piece here, but people know, you know, that I was associated with such and such. And I want to, you know, come straight forward and say that I absolutely could have handled that better. And moving forward, I'm going to make sure that is the case here. This is what I believe in. This is what I stand for. And this is who I'm, you know, out here to do business with. And if that's fair enough, cool, rock on. You know, now if someone's habitual in these moves, that's something different. But if something went down, it seems to me that, you know, like I always told my kids, take ownership of it. All right. The guy that isn't making mistakes is the guy that isn't working. I'm a firm believer in that.
There you go. I mean, you know, we're going to make mistakes.
We're human.
All right. I some of these are just really good. The chat's starting to get a little buzz. So Nicholas Beltran says reputation is a key and sticks with you anytime, anywhere. Very true. Mr. Skinner is here. Hey, Jeremy, Jimmy, how you doing, buddy? Haven't gotten to listen in, but definitely a whole bunch of brand team hopping folks out there and who don't see they're ruining their reputation. That's correct. That's great advice right there. If you don't know if you're ruining your reputation, ask some of the anglers around you. They'll tell you real fast.
Ask the old guys that won't lie to you.
There you go. Whenever you see Jimmy, you can go up to him and be like, am I one of those anglers?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Richard says it great. Don't badmouth the company you left. Nothing good in that came from it. Correct. Yeah, very good. I agree with you. If you're able to fess up and you're able to talk to the company, sometimes they come back full circle. Sometimes you're able to mend those relationships and move on. But the best thing to do is leave a great lasting representation of yourself with a company. Okay. We'll use me an example. What did Randy Newton do best? Well, he was organized. He always did this on time and he did this and he left the company with a great background. And that's what you want to do. You want to leave companies with great backgrounds, move into those companies. Cause guess what? That company most likely is going to call the last company you were just at.
Yep. Yep. Or and they
say
know
it doesn't happen. Say it doesn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be honest with you, you know, and sometimes it, I always like to throw out this advocate thing here. I had a situation personally, a rod company that I was with, they originally were just rods, and then moved into some baits and a few other things. things were taking place there that wasn't the greatest. As far as how the pro staff was being looked at, like we were literally finding out about new baits and new things that were taking place once they were released at Tackle Warehouse. And we as pro staff didn't even know they were coming. So we kind of looked stupid out there. And all of our requests to reach out to them about, hey, any chance we could get some information up in front, you know, of this so we could help promote it. It was kind of met with crickets. So it was just a matter of things were going in a way that wasn't bad, but it also wasn't great. I knew I had a deal in the works that had an opportunity that was sitting in front of me that I wanted to really explore, and I was excited about it. And so I reached out to this organization and let them know that I'm going to be pursuing another opportunity, but I just wanted to thank you so very much for the 3 years that I've been with you guys, and that I will always have a special place for, you know, Company X, this and that. And I'll tell you what, not so much. Three people were on that email, and I didn't get so much as a good luck in the future, thanks for your time. Not a single response came from them. And I'll be honest with you, I still remember that to this date. And while I may have liked their products, right, I won't say their name. You know, right. I'm not going to put them up there. I've had organizations that were very unprofessional like that, because to me, even that little move right there kind of showed me their colors. Mm-hmm. I'm like, come on, dude, I was a nobody to you. You know, I get that. I was, I was being comped out, you know, a few rods a year. Other than that, I had a substantial discount to the stuff. So it wasn't as if I was, you know, one of your big guns on the Elite series, but I did do a lot of content. And we did do a lot of promotions, and, right, you know, and so at the very least, you know, hey, good luck in the future. Or are you sure you want to do that? Something, you know, or how about just a see you later, thanks for the email, you know, anything, something professional. And it's just those simple little pieces of communication, man. It you remember it. It sticks with you, man. And it's long lasting is the point I'm trying to get at. It's right. And it could kill opportunities in the future in a big way.
Yeah, Richard actually says it really good. We're actually going to play a promo here for a minute. They have 50 marinas down in Dale Hollow. Forbid my staff from ever talking bad about it others. And you're right. There's tons, especially on Dale Hollow. There's several other marinas in that area. You want to encourage each other to do the best. So, yes, they are competition, but you know what? You all work together, and when you do, everybody wins. And that is correct. I do agree with that. With that being said, with Richard being on,
we Dale Hollow.
Dale Hollow, that's right. We've got that event coming up in April. Sit back, relax, and enjoy 30 seconds of a promo.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911, and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
That's right. You can go right now to Tourney X and sign up for the Dale Hollow event. Right now, it's already up and running. All you got to do is look up Dale Hollow Paddle and Fin event, and it will be right there on Tourney X. So you can sign up, register today. And then if you need to get any of the, just as a sidebar, if you need to get any of the houseboat accommodations, please reach out as soon as you're done paying for your event on Tourney X. Go over to the Eastport Marina and get a hold of Richard, so that way they can hook you guys up with that special rate, and also make sure they can even get you on the houseboats. Very important.
Yeah.
Very important, because that's where I guess all the craziness and the fun happens. I don't know.
You know, if guys like Todd Martins would be out there, that's not a place I'm staying, because I'm going to be sleeping with one eye open the whole time. I guarantee it.
He only brings it up. The fact is, don't go drinking with Gene in public and talk trash about companies. I totally agree. I mean, come on, that's Todd. You know what? You're correct. Just don't. You know what? Save yourself the headache and don't drink in front of him, and you'll be all right.
Right? Because I remember stuff, man.
He remembers. Okay, so over the past few years, pro staff has definitely grown into like this own creature and monster in the industry. It's like there are, for like every 10 people, there's probably 10 and a half pro staffers in all of them. Yeah. It's like that many pro staffers. All right. With social media and everything that's kind of going on nowadays, how do you see that impact has been for the promotional staffer?
Oh, it's been huge, man. I think it's the single-handedly the biggest, you know, most critical aspect of the whole thing. It allowed a type of pro staffer to come about that was never around before. And there's a lot of negative connotation that comes with this, but I'll be honest. That's the one part of social media that I don't find negative. There's plenty other things out there about social media that I could flush, but the promotional staff piece, you know, people, you know, called them patch pirates and this and that, you know, showing up, and they had all these funny names and all this kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, man, what it created an avenue for businesses and organizations to save a ton and create new opportunities for people to contribute, be a part of not just promotional, but also R&D. Yeah. You know, there was this much broader reach that, you know, when we saw the global market take over, when it was no longer just you doing business in, you know, small town USA or small state USA, now you could do business globally with the help of the internet and social media. It opened up a lot of avenues and a lot of other areas there. And yeah, the pro staffer had the ability to step in. Now there were some negatives that come with it in regards to, you know, little to no experience. They could still get in if the pro staff team wasn't managed properly. Correct. if they were just looking for numbers. Which I do want to speak on that. There were several organizations that did this, and here's how they did it. For those people that are curious, this is a model. This is something that you can actually research on how to do this. It's out there. So these organizations created what they basically come up with was a clientele on a contract. They brought them on as pro staff, and they say, let's say they come on and put up for, lack of better numbers, say 100 pro staffers. Those 100 pro staffers had to do a handshake agreement that they would buy $400 worth of product every year.
Yeah.
And they had to buy this stuff. And in return, what the company was going to do is send them a sticker, send them a hat, and give them a 50% discount. I promise you what those organizations did is they set the price point on their product at that 50% discount rate, and they knew they could make enough substantial sustaining profit to function at that level. If they sold retail, anything else, that was gravy. Those profit margins were through the roof. And so what they did is they opened up their pro staff to take on everybody. And before you know it, that 100 turned into 1,000. And everybody's getting a 50% discount, and everybody's on the pro staff team, right, and everybody's spending $400 a year. Now, who is the dummy here? Nobody. The angler's getting a product at what it, to them, is a fantastic price. Mm-hmm. The business is selling product like mad. You know, it worked out. If you were looking for something other than that, though, if you truly meant pro staff meant something to you and you wanted value and so forth, then those were not the organizations for you.
Right. And they're out there.
Still out there. They're still in business. Yeah. Yep.
There's still companies out there that are like that, and they have a poor business model.
Yep.
But
it's working, though.
Yeah. So here's the crazy thing. As an angler who is getting started and trying to figure out their way and niche into this, And, you know, they've already started to hear some of the negatives of pro staffing and making sure you're not burning bridges, making sure we're doing the right things here. What is the flip side of this? Like, how can they see those signs?
Say that again there. My old brain locked up in middle of stream here.
Sorry. That's exactly what happens. I talk too long. how can an angler that's just now starting see the signs of what kind of companies some of these are before they even get
catched? Yeah. Hands down. How hard is it to get on the team? If it's a matter of fill out the deal, you get an email, welcome to the team.
And here's your 10%.
Yep. And here's your 10%. Here's your 20%, whatever the percentage. If there was very little about who are you, what do you, you know, where do you see yourself in the future? The other thing, in my personal opinion, to watch out for is when an organization is solely focused on your number of followers. Mm. If that reach is their first and foremost concern, they won't even talk to you otherwise, then they're not really concerned with who they're bringing on the team. They don't care if there's 10,000 bots. They just want to see your numbers.
You know, that could be higher ups in their company saying, hey, you need to get so many blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah. And if that's the case only, in my opinion, then no, bounce. I personally wouldn't look to there. I don't actively look for connections anymore. There's one that we're looking for, and that's just on my nonprofit side, something a little bit different. But if I can't talk to somebody face to face like this or meet them, I'm probably not going to be interested in doing something. I want to meet who it is that I'm going to be working right for and representing out there, because I like my reputation where it's at right now. I like my name. And I have no desire to screw that up because I, you know, jumped on board with something that was squirrely.
Well, and I have to, I'll tell you, coming from my side, like, I definitely started out with a couple of those companies. Like, it was rough, you know, but you quickly realized when you get connected with the right companies, okay, this is how it's supposed to be. Eventually you're going to terminate with those other companies like that. But you know what? Again, don't burn the bridge, because you right never know in the industry. Maybe this company excels and they're making millions in the future, and now they definitely need a pro staffer. And they're going to go back and they're going to look at their records. They're going to go, oh, hey, you remember that Gene guy? He left the team, but he was a really good ambassador for us.
Yeah.
You know, and so guess what? You'll get a random phone call in the middle of the time. It works something like that sometimes. You just have to be aware. You have to be aware that all this stuff is that you're going out there. There's always going to be out there. There's always going to be companies out there that are not going to be in it for you. That's all going to be about them. You'll find a great company that you work with and you have the most amazing relationship with, and all of a sudden they'll cut you anyway. Or you have a great company. It's a vicious cycle that goes around year by year, always, especially when it comes around contract time.
Well, and you never really know where this stuff comes from. I mean, think about this angler that was just out there. He was creating a video about the financial woes and how hard of a time it was for him to compete at the elite level. While I have a lot of differences of opinions on this, which always start off with the, well, no shit. But the fact is, what he never saw coming was how his actions in just a simple woe is me conversation actually made a few of his sponsors look crappy, and they didn't appreciate that, lo and behold, and they ended their relationship with him. Now, there was a lot of people that were quick to jump on going, crappy organization, just dropping him like that. I don't know, dude. They were extending to him a pretty good deal based on what he could bring to the table.
Right.
And he came out and said, yeah, that's cool and all, but it's not paying the bills. You didn't have to say that, bro. You right didn't have to mention their name. You didn't have to say the company. You could have just said, the numbers aren't where they need to be yet, and I got to get them there. And that's not throwing anybody under the table. That's taking responsibility. He went about it in a goofy way. And yeah, those sponsors were not too pleased with him, man. Yeah. They dumped him, they dropped him on it. And so now I promise you, it's going to be even harder now for this dude with his YouTube channel flying, you know, what company wants, you know, sure, you could get on there for the shock jock value. Maybe that drives you. If you're an organization that's looking for that, cool. But
I mean, to each is their own. I mean, there's going to be some people that want that in their lives, and there's going to be some people that don't want that in their lives, and there's going to be an outlet for it somewhere. So
yeah.
I've got a couple guys on here that are team members of teams, and they're also promotional staff directors, and also the boss who picks the director for the pro staff. And you know, it's a subject that is talked about a lot, but nobody really wants to talk about all the weird stuff. Like Gene and I have gone ups and downs and sideways to talk about the same topic. And that's because promotional staff is so vast. There's so much information in there, and there's so much that you can do to hurt yourself and also hurt your companies and also hurt the industry that we don't want anybody to do. And it's kind of like why we're just sitting here rambling.
Yeah. No, it's your reputation is key. Professionalism. Conduct yourself as such. You know, I always like to say, so you want to be a pro staff. What are you going to do that's going to stand out for that organization? You're always concerned about what you're going to get, which you should be, because that's your business model. You're trying to square away. You're trying to, you know, see what you can do. But in the same regard, it's a give and take. So what can you bring to that organization that maybe someone else can't? Or maybe sometimes what you bring to the table is just doing what somebody else does, but doing it better.
Right.
If that's the case, cool. But be honest about that. You know, think on that and make sure you're presenting and leading with that to the organization that I would like to do this for you. This is what I bring to the table. And that'll send a good message to them for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I want to just leave this on the table for you guys. Even though we talked about promotional staff and in like negativity, there's a lot of good things that go with promotional staff. One, you create an entirely awesome community wrapped around you being part of a promotional staff. And then also the great friends that you get to have while you're in the industry, and they get to go along with you along your venture. So there are a lot of good things that go with it. We're just talking about some of the things that just kind of get overlooked at when you're first getting into the industry and you're like, boom, 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 I need to do this, I need to be on a pro staff. And yeah, you just want to make sure that you get on the right teams. You do your job the best of your ability, and you do awesome at it while you're there. And then at the same time, make sure you always just leave. If you do leave that company, leave on a good note.
100%, man. That's, the impression, the reputation, it will come back. It will come back to benefit you. I've had it help me in many cases, being professional and working it 2 years later, come back around. And, you know, I've reaped the benefits of those type of, you know, relationships. Sometimes not even doing business alone, making the choice to, you know what, I really like what you're doing there. I just don't think that it's a great fit, but I'll still pass you on to other people that come back to help me, you know, later down the line, not even working with somebody. So yeah, as you get older, you start to, if you're paying attention, you realize the stuff, right? You see it a little bit easier. Not as big of an ego to bruise anymore. You know, it's,
yeah. We live through the headaches. We've gone through some of the trials that all of you are going through. Yeah, we do. I guess they call it getting wiser.
Something like that.
Right?
I don't know. I call it arthritis. That's all I call it.
I love it. Nope. Well, Gene is actually going to get ready. He's going on to his show tonight. Make sure you go over to the TPO, because you are going to be talking to the one, the only, Mr.
Steve Owens.
That's right.
We got the man from Dugout Bait and Tackle, and of course, the tournament director for Bassmaster Kayak Series. We got him stopping by there, the TPO Doc Talk. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's right. So make sure you guys go over and log in and check him out tonight. Thank you very much for joining us for the second show of the year. Look forward to seeing us every Monday night on a rotational basis at 7 p.m. with new hosts, new guests, and also new things going down right here on the Paddle and Fin Network at the Final Cast.
A life that has the stories to back it. A life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8 Western.
Oh, mule deer, baby, right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
When you go out there and the fish are where you think they are, any one of these casts could be the bite. It's the most exciting fishing that I know right here at Hawk's Cave.
Oh, that's awesome.
Experience the best saltwater fishing the world has to offer. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience. Brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts. Every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.